Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. And remember, if you want to listen live, download the iHeartRadio app, download the TuneIn app, and just search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and you can listen to this program live. Also, if you want to watch the video of this podcast, check us out on YouTube, on Twitch, or on Periscope, and type in, you guessed it, Fantasy Sports Network. You'll find us there. Enjoy the show, and thanks for listening.
Live or die. Your choice.
You're listening to the best of Game Time Decisions on FNTSY Radio.
During the games, it's Sam Darnold.
Yeah.
But I sort of hear it like a lot of people.
Sam Darnold.
It's like, it's Sam Darnold.
It's not like, yeah, Darnold.
It's like
Donald. Hey, Donald.
No, it's not Donald. It's not Donald.
Sam Darnold.
Hey, whatever the hell it is, anyway.
I think now he's a quarterback of the Jets instead of Darnold or Darnold. He's going to be called, hey, jackass, stop throwing interceptions. College-style offenses do not work in the National Football League.
The answer is linebackers there. And guys are getting, like, you do those quick hitches. They're already dead.
You run an option pitch play with your quarterback in college. Your quarterback, Marcus Mariota, is faster than every linebacker on the other team.
Exactly.
And then he gets to the outside and he pitches it to a running back who's faster than everybody. You try to do that in the National Football League, they know what you're about to do all the time because that's what you do.
Louisville is a sleazy operation in the sense that, like you stated, you got Papa John's. They have to change the name of the stadium from Papa John's Stadium. Patino suing the university. I think the university is suing Patino. The players are suing the NCAA.
Sounds like government.
It's a cesspool of everybody is just suing everybody.
Exactly.
In this.
No,
like the only people that aren't suing anyone is Patino's not suing his players, and they're not suing him.
Sounds like a night on CNN.
That's what makes college sports so good. The players are desperate. They're hungry for success, and then they lose it. The NBA players are the worst. Once they get to the NBA, it's like, there, he made it. They stay.
Well, you only got to do the whole thing in life. You only have to get rich one. And once you make the NFL or the NBA, you've gotten rich for life. And why would you risk that anymore? Because the more you play, the more money you make. So you don't have to be super special anymore. You just have to survive.
I'll tell you about Impact Wrestling. I kind of like it with the women they have there. That division is...
I'm a fan of the MILFs. They have, like, it's all MILFs in there.
Like Jeff Jarrett's wife and her crew. Yeah, I got to tell you something. I'm a big fan.
The WWE chicks, they're hot nowadays.
But they know they're too hot.
They're not... It's not sleazy enough.
Yeah, I'm with you.
You know what I mean? Like, they're covered.
Yeah, the Impact chick comes in with, like, a garter and a wedding dress, and then she gets smeared mascara on his
face. Yeah, they'll rip the dress off.
Glen Abbey, compared to another course game, it's got 16-mile creek. It's got a couple water holes. But when you really look at it, it's one of the worst, in my opinion, worst.
You're right, though. It's total politics. And, you know, for the record, the course that I played on, much tougher. Yeah, El Diablo.
Oh,
the Diablo.
It's actually...
You know, Freddie Couples and Mo Tremblay. It's vicious.
They rank Canada's top courses, and Glen Abbey is, like, really probably around, like, number 17. It should be probably about 30.
Yeah, there really should be a promo. You're right. Tune in daily at 4 o'clock to hear the best talk show host in the industry. He has been given zero awards by anybody. That's how good he is.
Negative awards.
He's so good, he doesn't even get invited to the award shows. Believe the term, all you people that give out awards, what's the words I'm looking for? Blow me. I deal with Darvish is, he went to Los Angeles, cost the Dodgers the World Series, two horrific starts. He talked after about it. Like, oh, I can't wait to face the Dodgers. Like, we screwed him. Yeah. You screwed us. Some guys in the Cubs clubhouse, big man, are sort of grumbling. I think A-Rod's right, actually. This is just an instance in which A-Rod actually told something like it is in a clubhouse on television, and a player and a player's agent couldn't take it. Kind of surprised that the LA Dodgers picked somebody up. The Dodgers are like the Royals. You know, they're just a small budget operation and they do what they can do.
The Dodgers get these guys, but they don't seem to lose great players or whatever. It's like they seem to pick the right prospects and they're so deep. And even picking up Dozier, I think, is a great move. Dozier's a good ball player.
If you look at the LA Dodgers, they got Manny Machado, of course. They didn't lose anybody off of the roster. Yeah. Last August, we were in Costa Rica with Johnny Manziel, and that's how the Manziel to Hamilton connection thing started. And you see Manziel ended up in Babano's hometown, and now he went to my hometown.
Exactly.
He met us in Costa Rica. Like, poor Johnny. If only he would have known that's where his life was going at the time. Well, Johnny, 12 months from now, you're going to be living next to me in Dundas, Ontario.
See, Phil? He's going to be on Dancing with the Stars. So he put out, like, a Phil Mickelson dance video. He was hitting Shotscape and dancing and twirling all over the golf course. He's trying to be, like, Mr. Good Guy now. They weren't even talking about Justin Thomas for the tournament. It was Phil Mickelson's dance moves the whole time.
Pretty hard to consider betting on him after watching this.
No, I agree. It's pretty bad. The best is he says he's got great moves. I'm like, really? Like,
that's not great moves.
No, that's not. That's a bad white guy move right there.
We've spoken to Hall of Famers before that said, no, T.O. should wait. Even players that played with Terrell Owens said, nah, he's not a good teammate. He should wait. He always did it his own way. He did it his own way over the weekend with his own speech. I thought it was kind of dumb of him and petty of him not to show up. I mean, he always had a reputation of being difficult over the years. And then here he is as a grown man, 44 years old, being difficult even on a day that he's getting inducted to the Hall of Fame. It's kind of ridiculous to me. The Cosby's, man. Carl Winslow ain't dropping any mollies and any chicks jello to get in her pants. I'll tell you that
much. He was just a friendly local cop.
Talk about being typecast, too. He was in Die Hard, too. Sort of the clueless cop buying all the donuts. He's like, where is? So that body just fell on my car. What's going on here?
I know, it's so good. That's all he's, that's the role. Big cop.
That'd be good. Like, you go to a movie, and basically, like, there's, like, big dramatic music. Yeah, it's the plot. The Rock. You know, he climbs. He's about to get in, and instead, he just gets shot in the face. Bam! He plunges to his death, and the movie's over.
Roll credits.
Yeah, it's just like... People would be freaked out in the theater. It would be great.
It would be great.
There's just a couple of times The Simpsons predicted the future. Siegfried and Roy's tiger attacks. Rigged voting machines.
Yeah.
Horse meat used as a secret ingredient. That the Rolling Stones would still be touring. The most famous prediction for the show that was Donald Trump would become president. The story takes place in 2030. Lisa becomes president, but she doesn't have the line, as you know. We've inherited a budget crunch from President Trump.
I don't care how many writers are there. Yeah. Still impressive to me.
Weekdays, 4 p.m. Eastern, 1 p.m. Pacific. Only on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.